He will love me and He will bless me. He will multiply me and He will also bless the fruit of your womb, which is your children. Now, do you want your children to be born mentally or physically impaired or handicapped? You ever stop to wonder why? In other words, here a while back, I had to go down to Children's Medical in Dallas. I walked through the halls of that place and I have never seen so many poor little children, arms missing, legs missing. Awful things. Has anybody ever been to some of these little children's hospitals and you've seen these kind of things? Isn't it awful what you see, brother, when you go down there? And it just tears me up to see all these little children of all races and nationalities. There was all kinds of them down there, and they were sick and afflicted and parts missing, arms twisted behind their back. And I thought, wow. I thought, God, I know what causes these problems. It's sin. You ever wonder why a child is born mentally or physically handicapped? It's sin. God says right here, clearly He says, if we obey Him, we just got through reading that verse above, if we will do that, He will love us, He will bless you, and He will multiply you, and He shall also bless the fruit of your womb. Now then, for a child to be blessed, you know what I can, this may be Scrivenerology, I don't know. But I believe to be blessed, you got a beautiful, healthy, intelligent child. Do you agree with that? You know, a beautiful, healthy, intelligent child. To me, that's a blessed child from God. Would you agree with me on that? If my child is born without one arm, that's not a blessing for that little child to be born without an arm. I think, if I didn't have but one arm, what if I didn't have any arms? Wouldn't that be awful? Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you got up and looked at that and said, Lord, I want to thank you for that arm? That hand. I praise you, Lord, and thank you. Lord, I'm going to thank you and praise you that I've got these two eyes. You told me in the book of Proverbs that my eyes are a gift from you and that my ears, my hearing is a gift from you and I should praise you for them. When's the last time you obeyed Him to do that? You know, some of us have never done that. Never. It's a good thing He's merciful, right? Because He could take them away. That's like little William that time. About 15 years ago, a little English guy, and when I was teaching down at a church in North Richland Hills, and when little William came up, he came up with an arm like this. And I said, what happened to you? He said, 8 years ago, or 7 years ago, which it was an 8 and a 7 involved there, and I don't remember which way it was, but 8 years ago, I broke this arm in 7 places, or 7 years ago, I broke the arm in 8 places, whatever it was. And he said, whenever it grew back, this is the way my hand locked, and I can't open my hand. He hadn't opened his hand in 7 or 8 years, whatever it was. And he said, but I have repented of every sin I've ever done. And I reached over and just put my hand. I said, in the name of Jesus. And that's all I got to do. When I touched him and said, in the name of Jesus, his hand went, quick. I'm telling you that, I mean, I hadn't seen very many miracles at this time. And boy, for a Southern Baptist, you can get excited when you see Jesus do something like that. You know that? Wow, you can get excited. And I started jumping up and down. He started jumping up and down. And of course, he's jumping all over the platform up there like a bunny rabbit screaming, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I said, I want to get your name and address. And so he gave me his name and address. Well, the next day, I went by to see him. I didn't know him. So I drove back down to North Richland Hills and I went up to his little apartment and knocked on the door and he said, come in, the door's open. And so I just opened the door and walked in and there he sat in the middle of the bed. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. And I looked at him doing that and I thought, God, both of mine work and I ain't never told you thank you for either one of them. That's the way we are, isn't it? We take these things God give us for granted. You know, there ain't nothing. We shouldn't take anything for granted. We ought to praise Him and thank Him for everything you have every day. Because, you know, He could take it away. You know that? You never know how you'd miss your eyes till you close your eyes and you can't see. And you think, oh, Lord, I'm sure glad I got them two. Or just close one and try driving with one. Your depth perception is not very good with one. In fact, you do a lot of guessing with one eye. Because you can't, that's why God gave you two. Without two, you can't figure depth. You can't tell. Wow. But he says there, I will bless your children and the fruit of your land, your corn and your wine and your oil, the increase of your goats and the flocks of your sheep in the land which ye swear unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female bearing among you or among your cattle. Now then, you know, I have no idea how many people that were Christians in the church that I've had to pray for that couldn't have children. Lots of people can't have children. So guess why they can't have children? There's some kind of a sin. They're under a curse. Otherwise, did God say that they would have children? Is that what he said? But praise God for the new covenant. When we break the curse, I have prayed for many people that could not have children and seen God give them children. Hey, it's done. In fact, you learn as you go along. In fact, my son was telling me the other day about a man here. Him and his wife have been trying to get pregnant. And I think my son told me that they had spent $100,000 with some kind of something, whatever, trying to get her pregnant. And it's not worked. So now then they're thinking about adopting a child. And they said it looks like it's going to cost about $50,000 to adopt a child. I thought, these are a Christian couple. Why not prayer? Why don't we just pray and let God give us one for free? Amen. So I've seen it many, many times. Isn't it amazing what we suffer when we don't put God first? Now, that if we were really putting God first and obeying Him, the first thing we would want to do, and I've even seen churches that'll say, hey, we'll help you get the money. No, I ain't going to help you get the money. You know, not with what I know. I'm going to say, let's pray and break the curse and let's let God give you a baby, your own child. I have no idea how many children I've seen God bring into the world with couples. In fact, this one couple, they had five or six surgeries and finally had the one. Then the doctor told her, said, you'll never be able to have another one, never. And so they wanted another baby. Well, they met me in the process, and he was on the radio with me there. He was one of the engineers on the radio station I was on. So he called me one day and said, Thurman, could you meet us down here at a certain church in North Fort Worth? And I said, okay. So I went down there, and Friday afternoon, I said, what can I do for y'all? And they said, well, we hear you talking about God answering your prayer, and we want another baby. Said the doctor said it's impossible. We had one, but my wife had all these surgeries to have the one, and now they say that since we've had this one, it's impossible. She can never have another one. I said, oh, with Jesus, anything's possible with Jesus. Is that true?
Praise the Lord.
And with our King, anything's possible. So I knelt down in the upstairs of that little church, actually a pretty good-sized church down there in Watauga, I believe was the name of that little town down here where they were. I met them. We was upstairs in a room. I knelt down on the floor with them and I asked the Lord to, I took Mark 11:23. First of all, I broke the curse over them. Then I claimed Mark 11:23. And I said, now then, according to Mark 11:23, you are pregnant in the name of Jesus. I said, I want you to say, woman, I'm pregnant in Jesus' name. She said, well, that's what it says. So I'm pregnant. Praise God. He said, whatever I say with my mouth, I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I'm pregnant in Jesus' name. I said, now you kids go home and do what you're supposed to do to get pregnant. So they went home, and that night, that girl conceived, and 9 months later, she had a 10-pound bouncing baby beautiful boy with no problem. And praise the Lord. So I didn't see them much for a while, and just a few months ago, I was down at a radio station, happened to stop by one of the radio stations, and when I went in, he was still the engineer in that station, and his wife was in the little break room with those two boys. And of course, I just walked in there to get me a drink of some kind. I never paid any attention. I saw a woman over there with two children, but I didn't look to see who she was. I just walked in. I'm getting me something over. All of a sudden, I heard this woman say, Thurman Scribner. Oh, wow. Turned around. And this woman come grab me and hug me. And she said, praise God. She said, there's the boy you prayed for. There's our biggest boy. And that boy, he's this big. You know, he's a bouncing boy. Look, he's looked like a little football player. And she said, that's our answer to prayer that you prayed for us. Wow. And when we ask God in faith, what does He do, young lady? What will He do? If we obey Him, what can we ask for? Anything and everything, and He will do it under the new covenant. And that's wonderful. But He says here, He shall bless above all people. There shall not be male or female barren. So if we got a male or female that is barren under the new covenant, there's something wrong. And we need to break that curse and repent of that sin and then pray in faith, and then it'll happen. But let's see the next verse, verse 15. Let's see what verse 15 says. And the Lord will take away from thee, how much?
All.
And the Lord will take away from thee,
all.
Get that in your heart. If we obey, how much sickness did he say he'll take away?
All.
Do you like that?
Amen.
That's under the old covenant. Now wait a minute. Why is it that so many of us believe we're going to have to be sick? You know, you can ask the average Christian. I started to say the average Baptist, but I'm not going there no more. It's the average Christian. I don't care if you're Pentecostal. I don't care if you're Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, whatever you are. People believe they have to be sick. You ask one of them. Do you think you can live the rest of your life without sickness and disease? And you know what your answer will be almost 100% of the time? No, you know I'm going to have to be sick. You're believing it. That's why you're going to be sick. You believe. Did God, in the last three sets of verses I put up there, did God tell us three times in Exodus and Deuteronomy that if we obey Him, He will take all sickness away from us? Did He say that?
Amen.
Then why do we not believe Him? I believe it. Don't you?
Amen.
I'm trying to do with you like this woman years ago. There was a real tall, beautiful, slim woman. That this woman, she was married to this man, and he come down with cancer. And the doctor told him he didn't have but about a month or two to live. And so they got a hold of some of my teaching and started standing on the Word, and he made it almost a year before he died. And then after he died, only about a month after he died, she was diagnosed with the same cancer. So that's when she contacted me. She said, you got to come down here and tell me what I'm doing wrong. Well, I went down to where she lived, way down, 4-hour drive from here. And she says, I sat there. Of course, I took another man with me, but she sat on a bench beside me. And she says, I pounded the Word of God into her. Pounded it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.